Hey everyone, welcome to episode 5 of the BPM Podcast. My name is Bill. Last week, I reviewed Panic at the Disco's album, Pretty Odd. This week, we jump all the way ahead to 2020, and what a year that was. I don't think I need to recap anything from that year, and I'm pretty sure we're still feeling the effects from that year as well. But there were some positives that come out of 2020. One of them is going to be the album that I'm reviewing today. Machine Gun Kelly, most known as a rapper with 4 albums already under his belt, decided to change genres and release a pop-punk album called Tickets to My Downfall. The transition began when Machine Gun Kelly ended his last album, Hotel Diablo, with a song titled I Think I'm Okay, which had more of a rock sound compared to his previous works, and also featured Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker. The two worked together for a couple months, which led to the release of this album. Machine Gun Kelly also worked with other rock artists leading up to the recording of that album. Tickets to My Downfall released on September 25th, 2020, and received highly positive reviews. Metacritic gave it a 72 out of 100, and Rolling Stone gave it a 3.5 stars out of 5. Before I listen to the album fully for this episode, I've only heard of Forget Me Too and My Ex's Best Friend. And when I heard them for the first time, I wasn't aware that it was Machine Gun Kelly singing. I didn't listen to most of his other works. I wasn't familiar with him as an artist or even knew what his voice sounded like for the most part. But when I did find out it was him, I was genuinely surprised. Tickets to My Downfall features 15 songs for a total of 36 minutes and 9 seconds. There are 2 interludes, and the majority of the songs are actually less than 3 minutes long, making this album a pretty quick listen. I wanted to hate this album just because Machine Gun Kelly, switching genres, trying to find his foothold, but I actually enjoyed it. Plus, having Travis Barker on drums and collaborations from other artists definitely helped. There were 3 singles released prior to the album coming out, and all 3 were actually pretty solid choices. But enough talk, let's get into the review. Title track. The first song of the album is aptly named. It starts with the guitar and Machine Gun Kelly singing. The opening lyrics are actually pretty powerful. Because the ones who gas you up only come around when the flame's on. After that, it fades a bit and then ramps up about tenfold into a true punk song. As they get into the chorus, I hear a bit of Sum 41 into the song, and there's also another lyric I like later on. If I'm a painter, I'd be a depressionist. If this is the first song you hear from punk version of Machine Gun Kelly, this is a great start. Kiss Kiss. This one is a step down from the first song, but it's still not that bad. I'm not a fan of the chorus, it just lacks creativity or any substance. However, the verses are good and it tells a decent story about trying to tell someone how you feel but never really getting that chance. Drunk Face. The sound of the song is a tad hip-hop-ish with the trap beat in the background, something you hear from like a Fetty Wap or someone like that. But that feeling goes away pretty quickly when the drums kick in. This song is about doing the same thing you did as a kid, getting drunk, high, messing around, just acting a fool, while thinking you still have time to change and you'll mature next year, like no big deal. But that may not always be the case. Pretty solid song. Bloody Valentine. This was the first single released, but it would have been my choice as the first. Travis Barker definitely carries this song. The lyrics are very juvenile, not in an immature way, but just very basic and lacking any depth, which is already the second time I've said something about a song having those characteristics, which doesn't bode well for the rest of the album. Forget Me Too. For the amount that I've heard this song, I was actually surprised that it wasn't one of the singles that came out before the album's released. This song and X's Best Friend were the ones that I've heard most, and having Halsey on the song representing the opposite perspective of the story being told is huge. Obviously, it's about a quick-moving relationship and the hardships that come from it. One of Halsey's lyrics from this song, "You left before I woke up. Why don't I ever see you sober? You want me to forget you? Okay, forget me too. You tell me you hate me, baby. Yeah, I bet you do." It's another song with a drum beat I love. It's a chorus that's easily to sing along with. And it should have been one of the singles. Granted, it was pretty popular as soon as the album came out, so technically it's like the unofficial 4th single. All I Know. This song features rapper Trippie Redd, who I've never heard of before. I don't really care for this song. There's nothing of substance to latch onto, like there are with a couple other songs. But I do like the lyric. My life on the outside's fun to them, but the person on the inside is crumbling. Well, it essentially is saying, well, your appearance may look like you're okay, you're having a good time, you're having fun, you're definitely a wreck on the inside. And there's another song later on that dives deeper into that. It just proves that you have no idea what's going on inside someone's head or what they're going through. Lonely. Picking up on the theme of the previous song, this song is about missing that special someone, no matter where you are or what you're doing. One lyric, lonely, lonely, even when the room is full. So obviously you could be surrounded by a bunch of people and you still feel that loneliness that person left when they left you. And the change in pitch from Machine Gun Kelly's voice, it's very deep at the beginning, and it definitely gets a little higher when you get to the chorus. I think it tells a good story with the emotion that the narrator is going through. World War III. This song's just under a minute long, but it gives off big Blink-182 vibes with just how fast it goes. One of the lyrics, at last, make it look good while you're lying to me. God damn it, I'm trying to find inner peace, but it's World War III. So it kind of just says, like, let me down easy. Like, even if you're lying to me, just make it look good. And I'm just trying to find peace and move on, but inside I'm going through hell. Kevin and Barracuda. This is one of the interludes. It's actually a pretty funny conversation between two friends about being aliens. One named Kevin, the other one named Barracuda. And that's pretty much it. Concerts for Aliens. This song was the second single released. It starts out pretty fast. And it definitely has a late 90s, 2000s punk sound. Granted, that may be because of Travis Barker on drums. But I think it could fit right into that time period. Even with the bridge just going through, it is another enjoyable song that is on this album. My Ex's Best Friend. This was actually the third single released off the album. Even if you never heard the full song before, you've definitely heard the chorus. Its main theme is about breakups and rebounds and hookups and just bad decisions. And there's some hip-hop elements to it, which I think separates the song nicely going from chorus to verse and back again. Jawbreaker. After listening to the song a few times, it's not one of my favorites, and it's probably one of the worst songs on the album, at least to me. It's not even 2 minutes long, so as you're trying to get a feel for it, it's over. And some of the singing or stylistic choices Machine Gun Kelly made were not helping the song at all. Nothing Inside. Off the bat, I get huge Ramon vibes from this song. It definitely sounds like Sedated, or Wanna Get Sedated, whatever the song's called. I enjoy the song a lot. The chorus is good, and both verses paint a real nice picture. Sad, but realistic, to the relationship going on in the story. The song starts off with these lyrics. I keep doing that thing where I'm thinking again. I got skeletons in my closet. I got nightmares sleeping again. Again, a theme that just your emotions, your brain, just you really can't control that, and it's taking over you. Second interlude is Banyan Tree. It's a conversation between Machine Gun Kelly and, I believe, his then-girlfriend Megan Fox. There's definitely some interesting lyrics, words, I don't know what you call them in an interlude, that are being said here. So part of the conversation is, this is from Megan Fox. Do you, like, remember the stuff that you do with me? Yes. Okay, I don't know because you're so high or, like, you get really drunk, so I don't know if you remember it. Which is a very interesting conversation to have because if someone is in that state of mind all the time, you don't know if they really know what's going on or if it's just another day to them and they have no recollection of what's going on. Not much later on, Machine Gun Kelly says, I burn other memories just to make room for those ones. It is a hint at the another lyric that he put out earlier about his mom just burning those memories. But it is also, it's like you use the substances to burn away those old memories to forget about them in order to make room for the new ones that are definitely more important to you. And lastly, the final song on the album is Play This When I'm Gone. It starts off interestingly. It plays like a love letter or like a goodbye note with just like the strumming of the guitar in the background and MGK just singing. The main chorus is, I'm 29, my anxiety's eating me alive. I'm fighting with myself and my sobriety every night. And I've never heard a lyric that's more relatable to this popular, or this generation. Granted, like I've never had a problem with alcohol, so I don't get the sobriety part. But anxiety is definitely something that myself and pretty much everyone deals with at some point. It's definitely tough to admit that kind of stuff, especially for me, because I really don't show that kind of emotion. Or just I don't let people know what's bothering me. I'd rather handle it or try to handle it on my own. But sometimes you just need to address those issues before they take over and just cripple you, physically, mentally, all the above. And looking into the song's meaning, I came to find out that it's a song for his daughter. And he said he made the song, so I won't have any regrets if my time ever comes. And that is pretty powerful to leave that to your daughter. But But overall, this was a solid pop punk debut for Machine Gun Kelly. I do wish some of the songs were a bit longer and more fleshed out, considering I said most of the songs were under 3 minutes. But it's a good start into this new genre for him. And he's currently working on a second album, pop punk album, his sixth overall. And there's already a single out for it called Emo Girl, featuring Willow Smith. Quick review, it's definitely a bit darker themed, but the structure is about the same, but it's pop punk, so you really can't differentiate too much from that. I do recommend this album if you haven't listened to it, if you want to give pop punk Machine Gun Kelly a chance. Wasn't a big fan of him before, but I think he's doing a good job transitioning from rap to pop punk, finding his footing there, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to see what the second album is. So if you have any recommendations for me, you can email me at bpivots@gmail.com or tweet at me, Mr. _Piv1127. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.